you did. You did very, very well, very impressively. Came out from nowhere and you leapfrogged York Minster, who had been sort of second behind Hadrian's Wall for quite a while. We started running this at the start of January, February, and it concluded yesterday. And Peterborough Cathedral came second, and literally that was within a week of you literally getting all the votes in. I don't know how you did it, but it wasn't expected at all.
Just a massive amount of enthusiasm from Peterborians.
Yes, very, very impressive. Very, very impressive.
What happens now then? Do we get registered on the website? And
lovely. I'm pleased you asked, because we're actually planning a tour in later in the spring, visiting all those places. It's part of a bigger project that involves me visiting the new seven wonders of the world in 7 days. So the idea is that we wanted to get loads of people around Britain behind the idea by asking people to choose the seven wonders of Britain, and then I'd visit those probably well within 7 days, because they're not that far apart, before going on a trip in July that literally sees me dashing across four continents in 7 days to see places like Taj Mahal in India, the Great Wall of China, the Colosseum in Rome, Christ Redeemer statue in Brazil, Chichen Itza in Mexico. So it's a big, scary project.
That's good, though.
This is the starting point of it.
So within the perspective of the UK, then, we're number two, Hadrian's Wall number one.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, yes. I wish that we could have got to number one. What was the difference in votes between Peterborough Cathedral and Hadrian's Wall?
Very, very good question. We had, basically, Hadrian's Wall had a massive lead at 12%. We had 1,465 votes altogether for this, and Peterborough Cathedral came in second, but Hadrian's Wall's lead was 12%, and you guys got, I think, in the region of about 7% of the vote, because the guys at Giant's Causeway got 5.93% of the vote.
So we're nestled between the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland and Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah.
Lovely. So that's third. So what about the other four? What were the other four wonders of the UK?
Indeed. We've actually got one place tying at the end, but I'll run through the list. So we've got Hadrian's Wall, number one, Peterborough Cathedral, number two, Giant's Causeway, number three, York Minster, number four, the White Cliffs of Dover, number five, and Chatham Gorge, number six. And we've now got a tie, apparently, between Stonehenge and the Welsh peaks of Snowdonia. So it's going to be very interesting. We might have to actually put that tie out, because the votes officially finished yesterday. So we're going to have to get some specific vote out there for the last place in. So,
how exciting, though. We're really proud.
Exciting.
Very proud here in Peterborough to be at number two for the wonders of the UK. And you'll be coming to visit Peterborough Cathedral, is it later this year?
I will. With a lot of joy.